about Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan looked upon Woody as a mentor. How do you see that relationship between the two?
Well, I think he's, I was going to say, I think he's explained it, but I'm not sure if he ever has really. It's kind of very elusive, isn't it? His relationship, because he hasn't really talked about it, except early on. He said he was a Woody Guthrie jukebox, and there was something about Woody's kind of craggy voice, not perfect voice. He didn't have a singer's voice like a Bing Crosby or something like that, or even an Elvis Presley voice. So there was something kind of gritty about Woody's voice that he liked. There was something in the skill of songwriting that he really was attracted to, because you had different kinds of songs being written at that time. You had rock songs, your simple two verses and a chorus, dance tunes, pop tunes, things like that. And Woody's songs were really poetry. If you just look at his lyrics and read them out loud without any music, they're very, very poetic. And I think Dylan early on was also attracted to the style of writing, which he then took and really evolved in his own way. I mean, that's why he's the poet laureate. And was also attracted to Allen Ginsberg later and some of the other great poets of his generation. I think that was the initial songwriter attraction, plus the idea of being this kind of everyman, invisible, somewhat invisible character that he also, to this day, embraces, kind of very elusive, don't tie me down. We talked about Woody in that sense, don't tie me down. I'm not in lockstep with anybody. That was also, I think, an attractive quality to Bob. You know, he doesn't want to be fenced in either. So there's a couple of basic things. People have written really long books about it. We can't talk about it too much, but maybe those are some of the things that attracted him.
So you would see Bob Dylan at the home when he would come there? Did you see the interaction between the two of them?
Yeah. He was a kid. I mean, it wasn't anything heavy, really, at the time. He was,
and Woody had no idea.
He was 20, 21. He hadn't made a record. He hadn't done anything. I want to say, too, that I think, from my intuition, he's very genuine. I know a lot of people have kind of, nailed him a few times for this or that, but my experience of him as a young man was real genuineness, real concern for my dad, real concern for my dad. I think he was stunned when he came to New York and actually saw my dad, because my dad was in really bad shape. And if you look at a cover of Dust Bowl Ballads or portraits of Woody before he had Huntington's, he's a kind of really cool-looking young guy, you know, much like a Jimmy Dean kind of good-looking guy. Very popular with the ladies, very charismatic, charming, etc. When he got Huntington's, when a lot of the kids came and saw my dad really in very bad shape, skinny as a rail, uncontrolled movements, dirty. He was put in a psychiatric ward most of his time in the hospital because there's no care for Huntington's disease. So they just kind of put these patients in these large wards with 50 patients, and it was pretty bad. So when Bob came, I think he was shocked that this was the guy. And rather than not come back, and I think at times he didn't want to go back, he didn't want to see Woody, but he did go back, and he went to the hospital. He sang Woody all of his songs, and he brought him cigarettes. He was respectful of him. And I remember one story where he came with, I think it was John Hammond. He used to bring out some of his friends to meet Woody. And he would warn them. He would say, this is pretty sensitive. This guy's in pretty bad shape. So be respectful. And remember, my dad couldn't light his cigarettes. It was really, really, really hard for him to light cigarettes because he couldn't control his arm to get the lighter to the cigarette. A lot of times people would try to help, and they'd reach over and said, oh, Woody, you want me to light it? And Bob would shake his head, nope, let him do it himself and show respect. And Woody would light his own cigarette. You know, he really wanted to be the alpha male even with these young guys. And I think that took an extraordinary sensitivity on Bob's part. I've always been, you know, really grateful.
Have you been in touch with Bob over the years?
Oh, off and on, sure. Yeah, he's a busy guy and elusive. But my memories and my foundation, our relationship as a family, with him is very solid and loving, actually. Yeah. Well, I'm very grateful. You know, he was there when nobody else was. In his generation, he was one of the first kids. Other than Jack Elliott, who was the first kid, my older brother, and Bob is next.
Bob Dylan probably carries the spirit of Woody Guthrie to this very day with him.
I think also, you know, we talked about how Woody culled parts of the story of Jesus Christ to become his mentor and his role model, and I think Bob culled aspects of Woody to be his persona, you know, to help in his formative years. Of course, he's grown way, way past that now. But at those times, I think there were qualities that we talked about already that he pulled on and said, I like this, I like this, I like this, and took him and ran with him.